First Vespers. After the usual invocation of the divine assistance, the church intones, in a most solemn chant, the five following antiphons, which precede as many psalms. The King of Peace, whom the whole earth desireth to see, hath shown his greatness. The Lord said to my Lord, his Son, Sit thou at my right hand, and reign with me, until on the day of thy last coming I make thy enemies thy footstool. O Christ, the Lord thy Father will send forth the scepter of thy power out of Sion. From thence rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. With thee is the principality in the day of thy strength, in the brightness of the saints. For the Father hath said to thee, From the womb before the day star I begot thee. The Lord hath sworn, and he will not repent. He hath said, speaking of thee, the God-man, Thou art a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Therefore, O Father, the Lord thy Son is at thy right hand. He hath broken kings in the day of his wrath. He shall also judge among nations. In that terrible coming he shall fill the ruins of the world. He shall crush the heads in the land of many. He cometh now in humility. He shall drink in the way of the torrent of sufferings. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The King of Peace, whom the whole earth desireth to see, hath shown his greatness. The King of Peace is magnified above all the kings of the earth. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, in the council of the just, and in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, sought out according to all his wills. His work is praise and magnificence, and his justice continueth for ever and ever. He hath made a remembrance of his wonderful works, being a merciful and gracious Lord, and being the bread of life, he hath given food to them that fear him. He will be mindful forever of his covenant with men. He is come and will show forth to his people the power of his works, that he may give them, his church, the inheritance of the Gentiles. The works of his hand are truth and judgment. All his commandments are faithful, confirmed for ever and ever, made in truth and equity. He hath sent redemption to his people. He hath thereby commanded his covenant for ever. Holy and terrible is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding to all that do it. His praise continueth for ever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The King of Peace is magnified above all the kings of the earth. The days were completed for Mary, that she should bring forth her firstborn son. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. He shall delight exceedingly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the righteous shall be blessed. Glory and wealth shall be in his house, and his justice remaineth for ever and ever. To the righteous a light is risen up in darkness. He is merciful and compassionate and just. He is born and dwells amongst us. Acceptable is the man that showeth mercy and lendeth. He shall order his words with judgment, because he shall not be moved for ever. The just shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not fear the evil hearing. His heart is ready to hope in the Lord. His heart is strengthened. He shall not be moved until he look over his enemies. He hath distributed, he hath given to the poor. His justice remaineth forever and ever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. The wicked shall see and shall be angry. He shall gnash with his teeth and pine away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The days were completed for Mary, that she should bring forth her firstborn son. Know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen, I say unto you, it shall not tarry. Praise the Lord, ye children. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from henceforth, now and forever. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy of praise. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is as the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, and looketh down on the low things in heaven and in earth, nay, who cometh down amidst us, raising up the needy from the earth, and lifting up the poor out of the dunghill, that he may place him with princes, with the princes of his people, who maketh a barren woman to dwell in a house, the joyful mother of children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen, I say unto you, it shall not tarry. Raise up your heads, lo, your redemption is at hand. O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his mercy is confirmed upon us, and the truth of the Lord remaineth forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Raise up your heads, lo, your redemption is at hand. After having extolled in these divine canticles the eternal generation, the fidelity, the mercy, the greatness, and the truth of her divine spouse who is coming, and in a few short hours will show himself to her, the Church suspends her praise for a moment and listens in the Capitulum to the consoling words of the Apostle of the Gentiles concerning the coming of God our Savior. The goodness and kindness of God our Savior hath appeared, not by the works of justice which we have done, but according to his mercy hath he saved us. Encouraged afresh by these beautiful words, the Church resumes her praises, not borrowing this time the psalmody of the royal prophet, but singing a hymn to Jesus, her spouse, on the glory and beauty of his birthday, which makes all nature glad, and brings the sweetest joy of heart to such as know how to love the divine babe. It was Saint Ambrose, the Bee of Milan, as he has been called, who composed this hymn, which is sung today in almost every part of the world. Hymn. O Jesu, Redeemer of mankind, born before the light was made, and born of the Eternal Father, equal to him in infinite glory. O thou the light and brightness of the Father, O thou the everlasting hope of all men, hear the prayers offered thee by thy servants throughout the world. Be mindful, O Creator of all things, that heretofore thou didst assume a body like unto ours, and wast born from the sacred womb of a virgin. this present day, which the year has brought round to us, tells us of this mystery, that Thou, the one Savior of the world, didst come to us from the Father's bosom. The stars and earth and sea, and all that is under heaven, greet this, the author of their new salvation, with a new canticle. And we who have been redeemed by the stream of Thy precious blood, we too pay Thee the tribute of this hymn, in honor of Thy birthday. Glory be to Thee, O Jesus, who wast born of the Virgin, and to the Father, and to the Spirit of love, for everlasting ages. Amen. Tomorrow the iniquity of the earth shall be cancelled, and over us shall reign the Savior of the world. And now, Mary's own words are to resound in the holy place. The sweet canticle which she sang at her visitation to Elizabeth, when, holding within herself the divine and secret treasure, she celebrated the great things of God's power in her. This canticle, without which the Church never lets the sun go down, is now going to be sung. O Mary, the hour is fast approaching which will manifest to both heaven and earth that divine maternity of thine, which will make all generations call thee blessed. Suffer us to unite our souls with thine in magnifying the Lord, and to rejoice in our spirit as thou didst in thine, in God our Savior, who is thy Son. Antiphon of the Magnificat. When the sun shall have risen in the heavens, ye shall see the King of Kings coming from the Father as a bridegroom from his bride chamber. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generation to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel, his servant, being mindful of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When the sun shall have risen in the heavens, ye shall see the King of Kings coming from the Father as a bridegroom from his bride chamber. Finally, the Church expresses all her desires in the following prayer, which is to ascend to the throne of God, not only at every hour of Christmas Day, but several times each day during the octave. Collect. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that we who groan under the old captivity of sin may be freed therefrom by the new birth of thine only begotten Son, through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. During our Vespers, the last rays of day have disappeared, and darkness has covered the earth. The sacred ministers, vested in their richest copes, have left the sanctuary. In a few moments they will re-enter the church and repair to the tribunal of penance, there to administer to penitent sinners the reconciliation they ask of God through the merciful birth of his only begotten Son. All is solemn silence in the church, which, but a few moments before, echoed with the glad chants of our praise. Let us adore the majesty of our God, and once more present our prayer to the King of Ages, that he send down the dew for which our earth is thirsting. And with this prayer of our hope, let us, for a last time, mingle a thought of that salutary fear of the Last Judgment, which the Church has nurtured within our souls during the holy season of Advent. Let us embody these sentiments in a prayer taken from the Gothic or Mozarabic liturgy. It is a beautiful one, and most appropriate. Prayer from the Mozarabic Breviary, for the Nativity of our Lord in the Evening Office, Capitula. Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, by prophesying Jesus to our earth, and let the clouds rain the Just One. Let all the saintly prophets herald his coming. Let the earth be opened, that, as the angel is speaking unto her, the Virgin may conceive and bring forth the Savior. We pray and we beseech thee, O Almighty Father, let this dew, which comes down from thee, give health to the sick. And this rain of morn, let it sink into the parched soil of our times, and by the infusion of its abundant grace, cleanse away past sins, and shed over them that believe the eternal light of justice. Moreover, may we, looking with confidence at the presence of our Lord Jesus, thy Son, and joyfully going to meet him in company with the heavenly citizens, sing to him this canticle of joy and prayer. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he hath shone upon us. His coming hath redeemed us, and his nativity hath enlightened us. He that came looking for the lost ones hath given light to them that sat in darkness. Grant unto us, therefore, O Almighty Father, so most devoutly to celebrate the day of his birth, as that the day of his judgment may be to us a day of exceeding mercy, that thus, having felt how great is his goodness in redeeming, we may experience how gentle is his mercy in judging us. And now we will leave the house of God and attend to the duties of our state of life at home, until the hour of Matins summons us to return and celebrate the midnight birth of our Savior. In order to prepare ourselves for that most imposing service, we shall do well to resume the reflections upon the liturgy of our feast, which we interrupted in order to assist at Vespers. How few would keep from the service of Christmas night, and how still fewer would complain that they never seem to derive that benefit from it, which they are told is so great, if they would but take the pains to ask themselves why it is that the Church attaches such importance to her children's joining her in the celebration of this gay winter midnight. To assist the devotion of the faithful, we offer them these simple instructions for the hour before the midnight service.